Something grumbled in the darkness and uttered a deep sigh. Dashenka!
Eh? What?
A woman's voice articulated rapidly.
Is that you, Pyotr Petrovich? Are you back already? Well, what is it? What has the baby been christened? Who was godmother?
The godmother was Natalia Andreevna Velikovsetsky, and the godfather, Pavel Ivanich Besonitsyn. I believe, Dashenka, I am dying. And the baby has been christened Olympiada in honor of their kind patroness. I have just drunk paraffin, Dashenka.
What next? You don't say they gave you paraffin there?
I must own I wanted to get a drink of vodka without asking you, and the Lord chastised me. By accident, in the dark, I took paraffin. What am I to do?
Dashenka, hearing that the cupboard had been opened without her permission, grew more wide awake. She quickly lighted a candle, jumped out of bed, and in her nightgown, a freckled, bony figure in curl papers, padded with bare feet to the cupboard.
"Who told you you might?"
she asked sternly as she scrutinized the inside of the cupboard.
"Was the vodka put there for you?"
I haven't drunk vodka, but paraffin, Dashenka, muttered Strishin, mopping the cold sweat on his brow.
And what do you want to touch the paraffin for? That's nothing to do with you, is it? Is it put there for you? Or do you suppose paraffin costs nothing, eh? Do you know what paraffin is now? Do you know?
Dear Dashenka, moaned Strishin, it's a question of life and death, and you talk about money?
He's drunk himself tipsy, and now he pokes his nose into the cupboard, cried Dashenka, angrily slamming the cupboard door. Ah, the monsters, the tormentors! I am a martyr, a miserable woman, no peace day or night. Vipers, basilisks, accursed Herods, may you suffer the same in the world to come. I am going tomorrow. I am a maiden lady, and I won't allow you to stand before me in your underclothes. How dare you look at me when I am not dressed?
And she went on and on, knowing that when Dashenka was enraged, there was no moving her with prayers or vows, or even by firing a cannon. Strizhin waved his hand in despair, dressed, and made up his mind to go to the doctor.